Okay, Krishna somewhere. Dear Pragosh Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. And the Gaudiya Mission. We have just met briefly a few times, and I don't know you much, and you don't know me. So let me just first introduce myself in short. I joined back in 1978. The second batch who got initiated by Hare Krishna Swami. Then became a preacher. A few years of traveling Sankirtan. Some traveling preaching parties. Started the Swedish magazine Krishna's Word. Worked in the BBT a couple of years, translating a few cantos of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Spent 8 years or so preaching in Govinda's Stockholm. I was also in charge of the Radio Krishna. Became temple president in Gothenburg the early 90s. Responsible for purchasing and developing Govinda's restaurant about this same size as the one in Stockholm, and a temple building about the size of the one here, Brahmakund, that remains in ISKCON Stockholm. Then I was drafted for the Temple of Vedic Planetarium in 97 as the production manager of the exhibitions department and conceptual developer, lived in Radlett. A bit from the Bhaktivedanta Manor where the Mayapur developments office, architectural offices were located. When then Hare Krish, then Swami left, I felt the need to stand on my own feet, just as most of us did. I started a company, got married, children, and that's how I spent time basically up to now, when my two sons in the coming weeks are moving out. Leaving their father on his own as a pensioner. with a little more time and freedom to do what he wants. Which is the same as he vowed back in 1983 as a Sankirtan leader in Denmark to serve the Sankirtan movement with his body, mind and words and his self, soul. Well, one way of doing that is that I have continued for the past 25 years my research into the Srimad Bhagavatam cosmology which I felt and still feel was a mission I got from Sri Sri Radha Madhava. So I'm right now writing a book, hopefully to be released before the end of the year, about the cosmology of the Srimad Bhagavatam and my well, the journey around the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. I have also continued taking care of Radio Krishna in Sweden, where we have now digitized more than 2,000 radio programs made by different devotees through the years. Most of what was produced in Radio Krishna since the 80s, which you can find online here, and Swedish of course. Then I also started a year ago or so Radio Krishna on YouTube as a podcast channel where I am producing a weekly series called Bhakti Yoga for Us Beginners. Now, the reason I'm writing to you is not about me. Well, unfortunately, I just find myself involved in it, although I am happy and satisfied in my present service to Prabhupada and Krishna. Finding that the channels and tools for preaching today are wonderful and can be developed much more. Anyway, The reason I'm writing this and am at all engaged in this is that I am seriously concerned about ISKCON Stockholm. Stockholm is my hometown. Again, much of my time in ISKCON I spent preaching, serving in Govindas here in Stockholm. I'm part of the Stockholm gang. I know this place. And I know that Stockholm has a great potential. There are many, probably thousands of people here after so many years of preaching here that are if not outright bhaktas, seriously interested in this Krishna conscious philosophy. It's a ripe field, you could say. Now, I believe I represent the voices of quite a few devotees here in what I will write here. But I'm not going to make a big campaign to get name signatures and all that. Maybe there will be some. But I simply will describe the situation here not the official picture shown to the outside. Which we, of course, know can sometimes happen when the you could say official procedures. As sometimes happens, produces and presents a picture of a situation that may be the once approved by leaders or whatever. We all know the story. This it's a bit more complicated story than it may at first seem. So, yes, a bit of history is required, and I apologize for if I will have to get lengthy here, but I really think it's necessary, and I will tell my story. Not because I'm of some importance, but because it's an insider story which I can promise to God is an honest account. I'm 70 years old now and do not have and never had any political ambitions. I'm just a preacher, and my concern is that before I die, I want to see Krishna Consciousness Movement in Sweden flourish again. And I can assure you that there are others with me sharing that same hope and desire. So again, that's the purpose of writing this. I live in New Brahmakund here in Stockholm, and when the previous temple president, Tapas Prabhu, was terminally ill this spring, when I learned about that, a few of us here spoke about the future. That because the past was, you could say, in practice, sovereign ruler of Stockholm, ISKCON Stockholm. So we were talking about who could help out doing what after he has left the world. We got to be practical. Then we heard that he himself had selected and appointed a team to take over after him. After he passed away, Lord Champrabhu, the regional secretary, whatever he is, he contacted me and asked if there was anything I could help out with and what. I had then for a long time mainly been concerned with a few other tenants here with me, other devotees, about the condition of the Brahmakund building. Where the apartments, 12 rental apartments, housing devotees, needed renovation, and there were both myself, who have by now bought and renovated 2 estates, one of them the temple in Gothenburg, and another was my own, where we lived, me and my wife. I also experience of both running organizations So Lord Chan asked me to compile a list of renovation needs for the building, which I sent to him and post here for you, include here, attach. And I then suggested, which has been discussed among us leaders here since way back, even Vegavan Ajit, who founded ISKCON Sweden, told me that they were considering it, namely to put the estates, the properties, in a foundation, in this case the Brahma Kun property. That would protect it and secure it for the use by ISKCON, but outside of the a possible political power or profit, temptations and so on. That ordinary Swedish non-profits are vulnerable to. Lord Shan told me he had the same idea, and that he wanted to put the Brahma Kun building into a trust, which then would put much less pressure on the team of the board of ISKCON Stockholm, where nobody has any experience or even qualifications of running a rental property. In one of the more expensive areas of Stockholm. So far, so good. After some discussions, Lord Chan wrote to me that you were inviting me to a meeting with two other devotees living in the house, Bhakti Nididas and Bhakti Pavel. Who are the ones I consider most qualified to partake in a team that is responsible for that, for this building? Lord Chan said that he was considering us, including himself, forming that team, as I understood it, and working for the foundation. And I wrote back to him saying that such an arrangement would give me faith in the situation here in ISKCON Stockholm. I told him that although I don't want to get involved with management and all that, I'm too old for that, I could have a kind of background facilitator role sharing the experience and knowledge I gathered during, for instance, my time as a temple president in Gothenburg, which Lord-chan also acknowledged was a successful project. And also as my time with the Temple of the Planetarium project. How to do proper teamwork, strategic planning and all of those things, which hardly anyone here knows anything about. So I thought I can contribute that way. Lord-chan seemed to agree. And all of a sudden, a few days later, I got a message from him saying that three devotees, as far as I understand, the members of the team appointed by Tapas Prabhu to succeed him had written to Lord-chan as he said complaining and warning him of my involvement, which they said, as I understood from him, would be destructive. That I was trying to make, you know, to take control of ISKCON Stockholm and destroy it, basically. Or as he expressed it exactly, translated by ChatGPT into English. This is this, blah, blah, blah. I understood from Lord-chan and others that before passing away, Tapas had specifically instructed not only that team, but also Lord-chan. And Prana, well, skip that. A Priyavrata should not be in that team. And it seems that the reason was what worded the way Lord Chand expressed it. So I answered, I have no desire to get involved with the management of ISKCON Stockholm. But I am simply concerned with the building. I'm a building guy, you could say. I've lived here for 25 years. It's my home, the birthplace of my children. I saw this house practically built. By devotional service. By a crew of dedicated brahmachari. Dedicated devotees, headed by Radhanath Prabhu. And I saw it, how beautiful it was, when it was done. So I feel for this house and for the devotees living here. I was part of another discussion a few years ago about starting a trust, a foundation called the Seva Trust here in Sweden, with the purpose of providing homes for devotees, especially those who gave the best years of their lives to serve Srila Prabhupada's movement and who now are getting old and want to live together with other devotees, near other devotees. And that and although that trust didn't happen back then, in 2015 we started talking about it, something. I have kept that as a dear wish, so to speak, through the years, and thought that, well, this is our chance to start. Brahmacon can be a pilot project. we have a building, we have the devotees. We just need to secure so that it is properly taken care of. Which requires a significant amount of renovation. Since hardly any, even according to Tapas himself, when I asked him, of the rental income for the past 25 years have been put aside, used for maintenance of the apartments. Thus, the situation today is, which anyone able to understand real estate can see by, well, maybe even reading this renovation list, but visiting and seeing how the devotees live here. It's substandard and there are, I would say, serious risks of there being serious water damage into the structure of the building. With potential health issues from mold. Which incidentally can lead to lung problems. Which was actually what killed the temple president. Anyway, this leads us into the bigger story. And the question, of course, I asked, and others with me living in this house, was why this enmity because that's the proper word, I would say, from the previous temple president towards me and the second question, if there is such a personal enmity, is such a thing allowed to be passed on after death? to those who take over the project that one was serving. Is a temple president even allowed to demand the authority to choose his predecessors, no, his successors, what do you call it? Well, those questions we put to you, the GBC. But again, this is not a defense speech from me. I'm just using myself as an example. But it also serves to tell the story which we, myself and other devotees here, Swedish devotees, who were the ones building up ISKCON Stockholm. Say that one needs to learn and hear in order to actually understand the situation here and to make wise, proper decisions that can mean the difference between a flourishing ISKCON Stockholm and further destruction as happened with Govinda's restaurant here may also happen with this building. So here is the story.